Now very happy to welcome in another of Calgary's free agent signings on this Canada Day Monday as the Flames signed goaltender Devin Cooley to a two-year contract in free agency. Devin joins us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline right now. Devin, it's Pat back here and really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for doing this. How are you feeling today?
What's up, Pat? I'm feeling pretty good. Super excited.
How come? What's got your excitement level all juiced up?
Just joining a great organization, a new adventure for me, some great opportunity that I'm excited to go in and compete and show what I'm all about.
So why Calgary? What made the Flames the right fit for you?
I just think Calgary is on the verge of something special. You know, they have a lot of guys coming up in the pipeline. There's a lot of talent there. I've heard really great things about the organization and getting a multi-year deal where I can go in and get comfortable and get to know everybody and have some security where I can just really just focus on being the best I can be and just focus on competing and just, you know, some good opportunity there for me as well. And I think if I couldn't go in and know what I can do, I think there's going to be a lot of good opportunity for me.
Can you expand a little bit more on the opportunity? You join a goaltending group with not a lot of NHL experience with all three of you, like competition and lots to go around there. How big an opportunity do you see this for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's three young goalies without a ton of experience, and we're all kind of competing, and that's all you can ask for as a player, right? It's just to go in and have the chance to compete, and if you play really, really well and you do well, then you expect to get some of that opportunity, and if you don't do well, then, you know, that's life, and you got to figure out how to play better. So I'm planning to go in and play the best I can be and then seeing what happens.
Well, let's talk about you and maybe start with last season. You got that opportunity in the back half of the year to get into your first NHL games with the San Jose Sharks. I know there was the one really, really rough outing that was just a nightmare for everybody, but overall, how did you feel playing in the NHL for the first time?
Yeah, After my first game or so, like I started to feel really comfortable. I started to feel like I belonged, and I had a couple really good games where I felt really, really good, and then I had a few, you know, not so good games where, you know, it gave me a lot to work on and expose some flaws in my game, and it was perfect timing too because I went in there and played some really good games, and I was like, okay, you know what, I can do it. It gave me a lot of confidence, like I can do it, I can compete at this level, and I can have success at this level, and then I had some games that weren't so good where it was like, okay, here's what I need to work on in the offseason. Now that the season's done, this is where I got exposed, and I have a whole offseason to work and fix those issues.
You've got, I think you're closing in on about 100 American League games. You've got the 6 appearances in the NHL. You know, how much do you feel like you still are kind of just hitting stride as a professional goaltender?
Yeah, I feel like I'm really starting to turn a corner here. I mean, obviously for me, I was a late bloomer my entire career. So it's like in college and juniors, like everywhere, I've just been like a really late bloomer. And I still feel like I'm a late bloomer, and I still feel like I have a ton of space to grow. And I feel like I can become a much better goalie, you know, as time goes on. And that's what I'm working towards. And I feel like I have all the tools necessary to be a successful goalie in the NHL, and I have the work ethic, I have the motivation. For me, I just think it's a matter of time.
What, and I know that, you know, you don't want to get too technical and give up any secrets, but where are the areas that you look to and say, hey, this is these are parts of my game that I really need to improve on and that I need to get better at?
Yeah, I would say just using my size is the biggest thing because I sometimes play really small. I'm a really mobile, quick goalie, but I think with that, it comes with like a little bit scrambly, a little bit out of control, a little bit like really getting too low and exposing, you know, the top corners. And I feel like if I can slow myself down, calm myself down a little bit and just use my size, pucks are just going to start hitting me a lot more. And then I also want to just work on just just your basic positioning is my biggest thing. Because, again, like, I feel like for so long I was able to rely on my quickness and mobility to bail me out of having poor positioning. But at the NHL level, like, you can't really do that no matter how fast, no matter how quick you are. Like, you're going to get picked apart. So I really, this offseason, really just focused on positioning, being a lot bigger in the net. I've changed my stance a little bit. A little bit more upright when I go down in the butterfly as well. And I'm really excited to start testing that out in game situations.
That is fascinating, because you talk to, and I'll be the first to admit that, you know, my understanding of what I think is the most complicated position in all of pro sports is very, very layman level. And so I listen to the experts and talk to the experts, and, you know, talking to the Flames goaltending department, talking to other goalie experts around, you know, everybody talks about the impressive speed that you bring for having such a big frame. So I'm so fascinated to hear you talk about how you're really working on kind of using that frame. You don't want to lose that quickness, right? But it's more about, is it more about refining that quickness so that you can use your size a little bit more?
Exactly. The whole point is to use it when I need it, not have to use it all the time, right? I want to use it to really bail me out of certain situations or to make those tough backdoor saves that I know that I'm really good at making, but I don't want to have to, like, use it to scramble because I'm out of position, you know, and I don't want to be like just scrambling just to scramble. I want to be really comfortable with where I'm at, being in the right position all the time. And a lot of the time when you do that, pucks are just going to start hitting you, and you're not going to have to use that crazy speed and mobility. But I'm definitely going to still have that in the back pocket for when I do need to use it.
Right, exactly. We're chatting with Devin Cooley of the Calgary Flames. Signs a 2-year contract with the team in free agency. I do have to ask you about. So you're a Los Gatos guy in Northern California, and Dustin Wolf is a Gilroy guy. So both NoCal guys, a few years apart in age. But how familiar are you with Dustin, and how much do you know your new teammate?
So I actually don't know him personally. I've never met him in person. But when I signed, he reached out right away, which is really cool of him. It just shows, you know, his character and how good of a guy he is. And we were talking over text a little bit, and it's super cool, you know, both being from this area. It's pretty rare to have guys like that and to be on the same team. It's just really special. I'm sure we'll have a lot to relate to each other with. And, yeah, super excited to play against him and play with him and compete against him. And, yeah, I've obviously heard really great things about him, and this is a guy who's had a lot of success, you know, in the minor leagues, and I'm really looking forward to getting to compete against him.
What do you what's your impressions of Calgary's goaltending department with Jordan Sigalette at the helm and Jason LaBarbera and this is a when you look at, and even Mackenzie Skapski, like when you look at the goaltending department that you've got now with the Flames, what impresses you about them and some of the areas that you can lean on them for?
Yeah, I really like the experience that, you know, LaBarbera has, and I got to talk to him on the phone, and he's a guy that obviously played a long time and has been in a lot of different situations. So he knows the game really well, and he knows what we go through mentally as well. So that's somebody I can, you know, really relate to. And I talked to Thomas Spear, San Jose's goalie coach. I've been skating with him all summer.
Yeah.
And I obviously got to work with him when I was in San Jose. And, you know, he went through Calgary, and he had nothing but good things to say about, you know, all of Calgary's goaltending department. So I'm really excited just to get to work with everybody.
Devin, what do you know about the city of Calgary? Like, do you know much about where you're coming to play next season?
I've been to Calgary a few times. It's a beautiful city, really awesome place. But I haven't done a whole lot of exploring, because usually when I'm there, you know, you're playing and you don't get a lot of time to go out and about. But it seems like a really awesome place. I've heard nothing but positive things about the guys that I've talked to that have been there before. And yeah, really excited to get settled down in there. I heard it's very cold,
and
too. That's the other thing.
Yeah, the Northern California winter is slightly different than the Southern Alberta winter. You may have to get used to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
that'll take some getting used to. But it is sunny all the time. So at the very least, mentally, it's a whole lot better when it's sunny out and really cold.
Yeah, that's great. I'll take that any day.
Do you have any other connections? Do you know anybody else in the organization? Any player connections at all?
Yeah, I knew Emilio Peterson, but he got traded away. And then I know Mitch McClain. I played with him in Milwaukee. I'm not sure what his contract situation is. But I think both those guys were minor league guys. And, yeah, that's about it for me, really. I'd have to go through it and look, but I think that's about it.
Well, and it seems like just talking to you and, you know, talking to a couple of people with the Sharks, it feels like you're the type of personality. I'd be curious your take on this. Like, do you feel you're the type of personality that pretty easy for you to just come in and assimilate to any locker room that you're in?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I love meeting everybody. I love meeting the, kind of like being the new guy and getting to meet, you know, all the staff and the players on the team. It's a really exciting time. And I really like getting to know the other goalies too. That's what I'm most excited for, is to meet the other guys and get close with them. And it'll be a good time.
Okay, just a couple more. First of all, we saw the picture of you on social media with the bunny. Can you give us a little bit more intel on your little friend there?
Yeah, that's my girlfriend's and I's rabbit. His name is Tito. He's a guy. He's about 4 years old. And, he's been on this little adventure with us, you know, traveling around and playing in these different cities. And we started posting him a lot last year. And then when I got to, when I ended up signing with San Jose, he started to get a lot more popularity. And people seem to really love him, and I can't blame him. He's really adorable. So you'll probably see a lot more now that I'm part of Calgary.
So is Tito an instant Flames fan?
Oh, absolutely. Did you see his shirt? He got that himself.
I did.
You know, so.
Okay. He got that
he's
himself?
He's a huge fan. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. And last one, you had a quote go viral last year. I think it was after your 49 save performance, to paraphrase, you said, "Yeah, it's great, but we're all gonna die anyway." Did you expect so early in your NHL career to go viral the way that you did?
No, not at all. And I was talking about this just a little bit ago in another interview, but. That was just something I was just saying to myself all game, and it was like keeping me grounded because things were going well that game. So I was like, "Hey, don't get too excited. Don't start trying too hard. Don't be like, oh, how much time is left in the game? You know, it's like nothing's going to matter. We're all going to die. Nobody cares." You know, I just kept saying that to myself over and over again, and it worked really well. It kept me really grounded, kept me in the present moment the entire time, which is, as a goalie, that's exactly where you want to be and where you need to be, honestly. And then after the game, we were doing the interview. I had so much caffeine and adrenaline going. I was super happy about the game that I just started kind of talking about what my process was. And I had no idea it was going to blow up the way it did. And then people kind of took it out of context. And I think that's what made it really go viral. And it was just really funny reading through all the comments. And everyone's all worried. They're like, "Is this guy okay?" Like, somebody check up on him. And it was just hilarious.
Well, it's that's awesome. I mean, and it's not false. As far as I know, that statement is still true on top of everything else. Well, Devin, I really appreciate the time and welcome to the Calgary Flames. Really excited to see you up here in a few months' time. What does the rest of the summer look like for you?
Just a lot of training, and I'm actually going to Europe with my family and my girlfriend for a couple weeks. So doing that, take a little bit of time off as like a little like half time in the summertime, and then get right back to training.
What's on the European docket?
We are going to Monaco, the south of France. We're sailing through the Mediterranean and a couple places in Italy, Milan, Lake Como. So it should be an awesome time.
Yeah, that sounds pretty unbelievable. Well, enjoy that. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Thanks for doing this today. Congratulations on the contract. Really appreciate the time, Devin. That was awesome.
Thank you so much.